for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. It's a gray day here in New England. We are broadcasting live from Demers Garden Center, Manchester, New Hampshire. And we'd love to see you. The doors are going to open up at 7 o'clock. And I will be staying here until 2 o'clock to answer all of your gardening questions. So if you live in New Hampshire or Southern Maine, come on by and say hello. And we'll help you to feel better. This weather hasn't been very good. A lot of our plants are not doing exactly what they should be at this time of the year due to the cooler than normal weather. But plants like broccoli and Brussels sprouts and peas, they're growing like gangbusters. In fact, we ate peas yesterday for the first time. We've been eating lettuce and spinach for the last 2 weeks. Tomatoes and peppers and cucumbers and squashes are just kind of sitting there saying, hey, but give us a little heat here so that we can grow for you, too. But things have been a little bit slow, and the weather has got to change in our favor. Now, if we can help you with your garden, the number is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We'll try and help you with the roses. Roses are really blooming like crazy. Because of all the rain and all the cloudy weather, the aphids are every place. And we're going to talk about that at 7 o'clock. We have Ken Kukurowski joining us. He hasn't been with us yet this year, but he has a lot of great information on how you can really make roses pop. Once you get some heat, they'll start. But we'll talk about the roses with Ken, what we should be doing. And we'll be talking about the Japanese beetles. They're just a couple weeks away from beginning to come out of the ground and creating some more problems. Also want you to be aware of the diseases that are out there right now. And if the weather continues to be like this, you just want to be prepared for it. Turf problems and plant problems with spotting of the foliage. And fruit trees, make sure that you continue to spray those so that they won't have the spotted foliage. Your flowering crabs, especially the old varieties. If you've got a big old flowering crab that blooms beautiful in the spring, and then once you get into July and August, you have a lot of foliage drop. The leaves will turn yellow. They'll have little black spots on them. That's due to the weather. And that's something that you should be treating right now. Your lilacs, they should be treated at this time of the year to prevent the powdery mildew. If you have tall phlox, they're about a foot tall, maybe more, depending on where you live. And with all this rain and humidity and dampness, if the plant doesn't get some sort of fungicide on it, then you could run into a problem with powdery mildew, beginning on the lower leaves, working their way up the plant. So just be aware of it. When the weather is wet like this, diseases get more active. And also, when the weather is cool like this, the same thing happens. The insect population builds very, very quickly. So as long as you're aware of it, you keep an eye on your plants, and the plants that are more likely to have a problem are cared for, you'll be okay. But just be aware that if this weather continues, there's going to be a problem. And if we can help you, if you have some questions, 800-259-9231. You give us a call. We're going to work together. We're going to get through this damp, rainy weather. And it is going to be a year to remember because the gardens are going to grow. Even though your tomatoes and your peppers and some of your flowers that really like the heat are just kind of sitting there, they are making a root. Not much above the ground, but the root system is growing. And when the heat hits, because the plant is well established, the heat's going to motivate the top of the plant, and because the roots are there, it's going to explode. Now, those of you that planted a new lawn this spring, you've been very, very lucky. You've had a lot of rain, and the germination of the seed must be pretty good. But what I want you to be aware of, when you mow your grass, I want you to look at the blades of grass that you have cut to make sure that you have a nice, clean, sharp edge on the blades of grass. If your lawnmower blade is dull, when you get done mowing, you look at the blades of grass and it's all frayed. It wasn't cut crisp. It's been ripped or torn, and the edge of the blade of grass is ragged looking. What happens is, because it's not a nice clean cut, it can't create a scab where you made the cut. And the frayed grass that doesn't scab over with dampness and cool weather has more of a tendency to have turf diseases. So take a look at your grass after you mow. If you've got a nice, clean, sharp edge, great. If it's frayed, have the blade sharpened. You may have never had diseases in your lawn before, but the way the weather's going this year, this could be the year. And it can be eliminated totally by sharpening the blade on your lawnmower. It's as simple as that. So be aware what's happening. Visit your local garden center. And if you live near Manchester, New Hampshire, come on down and say hello. We're at Demers Garden Center. They're located on South Mammoth Road. And they have all kinds of Father's Day special. For example, a 10-inch flowering hanging basket. They're beautiful. There's probably 25 different varieties. And there's some mixed baskets. For Father's Day, they're 50% off. All their shrubs, their trees, and their evergreens are 20% off for today only now. Bagged soils and mulches, 10% off. And if you're planting a tree and you need a little bit of peat moss, your soil has a lot of clay or sand, you have 1 cubic foot bales of peat moss for $2.95. And all of their vegetables in packs, pots, and seeds are 50% off. And then they have annual packs, 4-inch pots of and geraniums, 4.5-inch, 5 or more, mix and match, $1.95. Quart perennials, if you buy 5 or more, they're $2.25. And while you're in here, register to win a gift certificate. The grand prize is $500. And there's a lot of other prizes. So come on by and say hello. Again, I'll be here until 2 o'clock. And they tell me that after 12, the hot dog stand is going to be open next door. 10 o'clock. We'll have hot dogs and sausages and all kinds of things. So bring the family. It's a great place. This is a family-run business. It's been here for a long time and something that you'll really, really enjoy. And they have everything that you need, all of the different fertilizers from Organica, from Scott's, are all here. all of the different products to make the soil better, your limes, your gypsum, different types of fertilizers, gardening tools. And remember, it's Father's Day. So if Dad's been talking about a new set of pruners, a pole pruner, some head shears, this would be the day to help Dad in the garden by giving him the right tools to do the job correctly. And again, I'll be here until 2 o'clock to answer all of your gardening questions. Now, we briefly touched on roses. What I want you to do when the weather gets nice is the roses that have gone by due to the weather, cut them back. If you do not remove the faded flowers on your roses, the plant thinks it's still in bloom, and it will use its energy to make seed for the future. You don't want rose seeds. So as soon as the flowers look like they're tired, they're spent, I want you to take your pruners, and I want you to cut them back just above the second set of 5 leaves. So when you look at your first set of leaves, just below the flower bud, it's in 3 segments. The second one may be in 3 segments, but the third will jump to 5 individual segments to make up 1 leaf. Just above the second set of 5 is where you prune it. And if you can prune it on a regular basis, where you made that cut, within 3 weeks, there will be a new branch, new buds, and new flowers. So the secret to roses is plenty of water, fertilizer on a monthly basis, and get rid of the dead flowers so that the plant reblooms. 800-259-9231.
Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you. The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer plus Weed Preventer. It does 2 jobs at once. 1, kills the weeds you have down to the root. 2, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right, 1 application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away.
Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertilome. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertilome Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic. Kills All. If you have arthritis, carpal tunnel, or wrist problems, don't give up gardening because it hurts. Look for Radius Garden Tools. Last year I planted 1,100 seedlings without a single blister. My wife has arthritis and she would only help me if she got to use the Radius work tools. The tools are beautiful, durable, and guaranteed for life. Go to the website, www.radiusgardentools.com, for a dealer near you. Enjoy gardening again without pain and use Radius Garden.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today.
1-800-210-1922.
With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet.
1-800-210-1922.
Or go to orderchews.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Paul Parent God Club. Our phone number, toll-free, 800-259-9231. Jared, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Have things dried out for you in Minnesota?
Well, the rain stopped, but it's been hot and humid here. It's been pretty sticky these days.
Could you send some of it towards the Northeast? I'll tell you, all of New England, we would kill for a sunny day. I was watching on the news, Jared, and Cape Cod has had 4 days with sun the entire month of June.
That is depressing.
Oh, it really is. You know, I mean, plants are doing okay. They're growing. But if we could ever get a few days of 80 degrees and blue sky, I think all of our plants would just jump right out of the ground and do a little dance in the garden. Well, no, I would.
Well, it's going to be 90 here tomorrow, so maybe that's a good sign for you. Maybe it's headed your way.
I hope so.
Okay.
If not, send it.
I'll try.
Please.
Okay.
Who do we have up first, Jared?
Okay, first up this morning is Joanne, who wants to just say a few words to you this morning.
Joanne, good morning.
Well, happy Father's Day and happy birthday, my friend.
Well, thank you, Joanne. How are you? It's so nice to hear from you.
Doing fine. We got the hot weather, Paul.
You do?
We got your hot weather. We got the 97s and the heat indexes of 106. So we got your hot weather. I wish I could send it to you for your birthday and Father's Day.
Well, I'll tell you, Joanne, if you can take some of that Carolina weather and send it up into New England, we would absolutely love it.
Well, I'd love to send it somewhere for a little while.
How is your, how,
some rain.
How is your,
you know,
you has the drought in the Carolinas has that been taken care of now? Because I know you did get quite a bit of rain for a while.
Yeah, we did. And you know what they announced last week? That the drought all over the state is over.
Wonderful.
Our lake is finally back up. Milton and some of the kids went out on it yesterday in the boat. So we're happy about that.
Well,
but
I
do wish it wasn't quite so hot trying to get a little done out in the garden, you know.
Yep.
I've got little bitty tomatoes.
My tomatoes are just looking at me saying, help me. And the peppers are just sitting there. But the cold weather crops, things like broccoli and Brussels sprouts, cabbage, I mean, they are absolutely exploding. I mean, we started picking peas yesterday. So the cold weather crops are doing good. But we need some heat. And between Jared and you, Jared's going to try and send it from Minnesota across to the Northeast. And if you can send it from the Carolinas north, we would appreciate that.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, I'll see if I can box it up and send it right on. We picked the other day, Paul. We picked this huge, big old Tupperware bowl full of blackberries out of my yard. We planted some of the thornless, you know, blackberries about 3 years ago, and we picked last year and this year, made a big old blackberry cobbler. So I may not have vegetables coming in yet. Now, I've got a few cherry tomatoes that have come in, but my vegetables may not be coming in yet. But, boy, those blackberries were wonderful.
There's nothing better than fresh berries right now. We just started picking in Maine. All of the pick your own strawberry places are going like gangbusters.
Oh yeah.
But so I mean things are beginning to change. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. And Joanne, thank you for calling and wishing me a happy birthday and happy Father's Day. You give your husband a big hug and wish him a happy Father's Day from me. Thank you, Joanne. Bye bye. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Ed, who's got a problem with his dahlias.
Ed, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi, Ed. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to you, too.
Ed, why don't you hold on, and as soon as we come back from the break, will answer your gardening questions. 800-259-9231. Now the spring is here, your lawn and your garden are waking up and coming alive, and boy, are they hungry. This year, satisfy your plant's nutritional needs with a healthy, all-natural diet from Organica. If you're a regular listener, you know that I've been talking about Organica for years. I love their approach to gardening. They nurture the plant from the ground up by enriching the soil with beneficial microorganisms. Organica's patented fertilizer simultaneously feeds the soil and the plant. Their all-natural four-step lawn care program is just what the name implies. 100% organic and natural. Make this year's garden season an Organica one. The soil will thank you. Your lawn and garden will come alive like never before. This spring, go to your local independent garden center and ask for Organica lawn and garden products by name. It's now time to apply step two in Organica's all-natural four-step lawn care program.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Grubs. Their mission, to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced season-long grub control with Merit. Its patented 2-in-1 formula stops grubs all season. Plus, it revitalizes your lawn in one easy step. To grubs, it's the end of the road. To lawns, a new lease on life. Bayer Advanced season-long grub control. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Weeds and crabgrass are taking over your lawn. Traditional lawn weed killers control either lawn weeds or crabgrass, but not both. Why do half the job when there's Bayer Advanced all-in-one lawn weed and crabgrass killer? It kills lawn weeds plus crabgrass without harming your lawn. Just hook to the hose and go. Nothing's faster or easier. And now it's rainproof in 1 hour. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Ed, good morning.
Again, Paul.
How are you today, Ed?
Well, pretty good. We're like you, just down the driveway from where you're located down in Massachusetts. But the sky's a little brighter down here today. I hope it's going to clear a little.
Yes. We'll keep our fingers crossed. We need a good Father's Day present.
Yes, yes, I'll buy that. Paul, the problem we're having with dahlias, my wife has put them in over a number of years, not the same ones, obviously. She gets them from a good supplier. She has a little lean-to greenhouse in the back of the house, so she knows, you know, pretty much what she needs to get. But
right.
We noticed, since this rain, really, and since they've really come up, we transplanted them in, I guess, maybe, I'm going to say, 3-4 weeks ago, and they're growing quite well. But all of a sudden, certain numbers of them, certain varieties, I guess you might say, are being eaten by pests unknown. They're not visible by the day, and not on all the varieties. But last night before it got too dark, I walked around. I couldn't see anything, but tremendous amount of leaf damage to all the older leaves as well as the fresh growth at the top of the stems. They're not on all plant types, as I say, but no trace of anything. I thought it might be slugs, but, you know, that leaves once in a while some clue. Could see no egg cases or anything like that. So we're a bit of a quandary. Thought the first thing to do is talk to the guy who knows, and that's you.
Yeah, it's funny you had that question. We were talking, we're at Demers Garden Center in Manchester, New Hampshire this morning, and one of the things we were talking about is the number of customers that have come to Demers, and they're having a problem with chipmunks and squirrels and rabbits, and the deer are coming out, and they're just eating everything, just like you're telling me. Now, what I would do, being that she does not eat the foliage, if she can pick up a product called Bobex, B-O-B-B-E-X, it's a liquid, and it's pre-mixed, and it comes with a built-in pump sprayer. So you just pump it up and down. It builds up pressure. You spray it, and the Bobex is absorbed into the foliage of the plant and stays there. A good rain does not wash it off. Most of the other products are granular and will work on smell. But with all the rain we've been getting, the rain is washing it right into the ground, and it's not as effective as it should be. So, but this product, Bobex, you can use it on everything that you do not eat. Now, in the vegetable garden, you could spray it on the foliage of, like, squashes and cucumbers. You can't get it on the cucumber, but you can spray the leaves. And that way, when the animals come and they take a bite out of the leaf, which is what they're doing to your plants, they won't like the taste of it. You cannot use it on things like spinach or lettuce because you're eating that particular part of the plant. But you can use it in a vegetable garden on anything that you don't eat. So if they're eating the corn, spray the corn plant, but not where there's going to be a little cob. You can spray it on broccoli and Brussels sprouts, as long as you don't get it on the actual flower of the broccoli or on the little baby sprouts. And that's what I would suggest that you do. But wait until the rain stops and then spray the foliage, and you should be in great shape. Other than that, there's nothing that we can do until the weather changes. And even if you put up a small fence, woodchucks can climb the fence. And if you can find the hole. Now, one thing that works good, if you can find the hole of a woodchuck on your property, many, many years ago, a woman told me this, and I tried it, and it works great. Woodchucks are very, very clean animals. And what this lady told me to do is to take some used kitty litter, and the more it's used, the better. Dump it into the hole of where the woodchuck is, and then take a bucket of water and flush it into the hole. When the kitty litter is activated with moisture, it releases the smell, and it will pollute the hole, and they're going to leave that hole and build a new one. So now you got to look for where the new hole is and do the same thing, and eventually you can move them next door to your neighbor's yard. So you give that a try. If we can help you, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Milton, who's calling about his roses.
Milton, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to you, Milton.
All right. Actually, I'm calling about Joanne's roses. We've got one of the rose bushes that the foliage on one of the, or a couple of the canes is just really, really small. But on the other canes, out of this one plant, you know, they're the normal size. She's spraying them with fungicide, insecticide, weekly. We did have, like she told you, a lot of rain earlier in the year. So, and we did have to kind of got a late start on battling the fungus.
Right.
And then I got one more question. We've got a cane, we call it a cane begonia. It's 50 years old, and this thing is just overpowering. I mean, it's just, Joanne replanted it. We got it from my mother, and it's just like bending over and almost breaking, and we don't know anything about it or how to take care of it. You might have some suggestions on that.
Okay.
And, I'm going to hang up and listen to you on the radio so I can finish delivering papers.
Okay. Thank you, Milton. On your begonia, a lot of the different varieties of begonias will root really, really easy. So if they're getting to be oversized and you can't repot them into a larger container, take some cuttings about 6 inches in length. Strip off the bottom 1 or 2 inches, probably 2 inches, and then dip the end of that begonia cutting into some rooting powder, shake off the excess, and put it in a pot with some sterilized potting soil, so some freshly bagged soil, and buy the man-made soil rather than real dirt. It's been sterilized so that there's no diseases or insects in it. It's lightweight, so it's got great drainage. And if you took a 6-inch pot, you could put 3 or 4 cuttings in there. So a 6-inch cutting, strip off 2 inches of the lower leaves, dip it into a little envelope. You can buy little envelopes of rooting powder at your local garden center for $2 or $3. And then just stick 3 or 4 cuttings in that pot. Put it someplace where it's going to get bright light, but no direct sun. Now, once you've cleaned up the mother plant and got rid of some of these really big branches and started all of these cuttings, then what you want to do is because the weather's been cloudy, the begonias are stretching for the light. I mean, they want some sun on them too. So if you can put them in a location where they'll get morning sun from sunrise until, 10, 11 o'clock, even 12 o'clock, but then shade the rest of the day, they'll do great. I have some Rieger begonias, some of the German begonias, and they get morning sun till about 10 o'clock, and then the rest of the day is shade until about 4:30, and from 4:30 till about 7 o'clock, they get sun again, and they're doing absolutely beautiful. So try that. And every couple of weeks, a liquid fertilizer, something like a seaweed or a fish fertilizer, works very, very well. On the roses, as soon as the weather stays nice and warm, the leaves that are small will get a lot larger, and you'll be in great shape. Thank you. And again, have a great Father's Day. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Sandy on the line who has a question about pinching off.
Okay, Sandy, good morning. Happy Father's Day. How can we help you today?
Well,
good morning.
Besides giving us some warm weather, yesterday was the last time we had a fireplace fire to keep warm. people tell us to pinch off our perennials, but I don't know when and how much.
Okay, what they mean by pinching them off is when the blossom period is over. When you see the flowers are looking tired, if you can go down where the flower hits the first leaf, you want to go down 2 sets of leaves. And what will happen is not all perennials will rebloom, but more than 50% of them will rebloom a second time. It's called deadheading. If you can remove the dead flowers, mm-hmm. which is the head of the plant, clean them all up, give them an additional shot of fertilizer, and there's a very good chance that they will rebloom. For example, plants like iris, they just bloom once. Peonies, daylilies, poppies, they just bloom once. But a lot of your other perennials, if you deadhead them, they will produce smaller flowers, like foxgloves, for example. Right now, foxgloves has a real tall stem, some areas 3 feet tall. As soon as a flower goes by, cut it off and little shoots will develop maybe a foot or 15 inches tall, but you will get secondary. So as soon as you see the flower looks like it's going by, it's looking dirty, go down two sets of leaves, fresh cut, a granular fertilizer, and within 3, 4, 5 weeks, they'll be in bloom again for you. But again, it's not on every perennial. The other thing that it does, when you deadhead a perennial and you get off the old flower, that perennial plant is trying to make seeds. And by removing the faded flowers and preventing it from making seeds, the energy that's used is used to make the plant bigger. So that next year, instead of having a plant that's a foot in diameter, that plant could be 15 to 18 inches in diameter, which means 50% more flowers on it. So don't let the plant waste its energy on making seeds that you don't need. Cut it off. It'll rebloom. The energy goes into the plant instead of trying to make seed that you don't want, and you end up with a much larger plant, more productive. And because the energy is going into the foliage, it helps to fight diseases on your plant.
Okay.
You have a great weekend, and send us some sunshine.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Marie on the line, who has a couple questions for you, one about a privet hedge and also about a juca.
Terrific. Marie, good morning.
Good
Welcome
morning,
to the
Paul.
Garden
Club. Paul, I remember when you started with the station. You've had a good run.
Thank you.
And congratulations, happy birthday, and happy Father's Day. Okay,
thank you.
To get on with my privet hedge. My privet hedge is old, and I've had a lot of dieback. I've trimmed a lot of dead branches. Will they rejuvenate?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, privet hedge has enough energy that it will come right back.
Why don't you hold?
Yeah. Oh, no, no. They'll come right back. You hold on, Marie. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what to do to your privet hedge to really make it grow and to make it thicker. With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite Organic Fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development even during drought condition, and no need to water it in. That's Milorganite. Want to save hundreds of dollars watering your lawn and garden? Simply hose on Organic Water Wizard and reduce your water bill by up to 50%. Organic Water Wizard attracts water to the roots of your lawn and garden, then slowly releases it to the plant to keep them healthy. And you use less water. Why waste water into the ground? Good for your lawn, the garden, your wallet, and the planet. Go to OrganicWaterWizard.com for a retailer near you or call 888-892-8375. Organic Water Wizard. Ever think of a rain barrel for your home to collect water from the gutters that can be stored and used when you need it later? Well, Palmetto Rain Barrels are here, and they're beautiful and priced right at $159, delivered to your home. The barrels hold 55 gallons of water made of recycled brown poly and have a brass spigot. This barrel will catch your gardening friend's eyes when they visit your home. Look it over at palmettorainbarrels.com or call 704-808-1113. Are you trying to garden organically this year? Well, here's a real treat for you. Orcon Corporation at OrganicControl.com has helped directly from Mother Nature for you. No sprays or dust to apply to the problem. Fight back with predatory insects. Mother Nature's natural control method. Not just ladybugs and praying mantis, but insects that control scale, aphids, whitefly, caterpillars, mealybug, beetles, and even fleas in the backyard. Orcon Corporation at OrganicControl.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe.
Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. We're talking with Marie about her privet hedge. Marie, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me, now, you said the privet hedge is 50 years old.
Yes.
And how tall is it?
Oh, we keep it about 2.5 feet.
Okay.
It's an ornament.
Okay. Now, you've got thin areas near near the soil line, right?
Sometimes in the middle. There's a lot of dieback from the winter, a lot of snow.
Yeah, exactly. So what you need to do right now is you need to remove all of the dead branches.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I want you to do is to take some pruners and mm-hmm. cut the tip off of every single branch. So prune it right now.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is, on the very tip of the plant, there is a hormone, and that hormone on the tip says, I'm the boss, I'm going to get taller and taller and taller. If you can prune it right now and mm-hmm. remove the hormone, the side buds are going to wake up, and you're going to end up with a much thicker plant because they're going to compete to be the new leader.
Mm-hmm.
So where you have a single branch coming out, you cut the top off, 3 to 4 side shoots are going to develop, and your heads are going to be full. I know a lot of people wait till later, but in your case, prune it lightly right now, even if you just took off 1 inch, to stop the upward growth and to give you density.
Right.
Okay?
Yes.
Now, what's happening with your ajuga?
Well, the ajuga is spreading on the grass, and I did have a granule, but I don't know what the name was. I didn't record it. And the only thing I could find at Mahoney's was liquid, but it didn't say anything about not harming the grass. This granule did not harm the grass. It just killed the ajuga, and the grass went on. So
right.
What I want to know, is there a granule that you know that can be spread on the grass that will kill the ajuga and at the same time not harm the grass?
Well, I'll tell you what the best product is. It is a liquid.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you can spot treat. But there's a product, and you can find it at Mahoney's.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Weed Beater Ultra.
Mm-hmm.
Weed Beater Ultra. It's
mm-hmm.
a liquid. And if you've got one of those pump cans that you can mix it in and then spray it on the foliage, it will kill the ajuga and not hurt the grass. Now, it's going to take two applications about 7 days apart. So if you were to do it on, well, you wouldn't do it today because it's going to rain off and on today. But Monday or Tuesday, if we get some nice weather, spray it directly on the ajuga. And then wait a week and do it again. Now, ajuga is a great ground cover. I mean, it's a fabulous ground cover for shade. It's something that you can put underneath great big pine trees where nothing will grow. And you can buy ajuga with purple leaves, with pink colored leaves, with dark green leaves. It spreads with underground roots, and it produces a spike flower. Looks like a small snapdragon, purple, about 4 to 5 inches in height. And that flower will make a ton of seeds. So what happens is, when the seed is ripe, the seed pod explodes, throwing the seed on your lawn. The plant sends underground roots getting into your lawn. So you're getting hit above ground with seed and below ground with underground roots, and the plant gets worse. So don't mess around. But it's called Weed Beater Ultra, and it will not hurt the grass. You can apply it with a watering can or a pump sprayer. And, again, it will kill dandelions and chickweed and clover and all the common weeds, but it will do ajuga, and it's fabulous. This time of the year, you have to be ready for a lot of things. And we talked earlier about the most important thing right now for your lawn. Your lawn is growing quickly. Those of you that have fed it, we've had a lot of rain, and the grass is nice and thick. When the grass is thick, the blade from your lawnmower is spinning. And because it's thick, it's not spinning as hard or as fast because of the amount of blades of grass that are there. Look at the blade of grass and make sure that after you've cut it, you have a nice, clean, sharp edge. If it's frayed, it's being ripped. It's not being cut. And with this type of weather, frayed edges of grass cannot create a scab, and you're going to get things like red thread, and dollar spot, and all kinds of fungus. So the main thing I want you to do today, check your blade, and if it's dull, sharpen it. 800-259-9231.